Hi, this is Dr. John Day. Welcome to The Longevity Plan. This is podcast number 192. Our topic today is, could four Brazil nuts, you heard me, four Brazil nuts, be the best cholesterol-lowering drug? There is a 1 in 3 chance you should be taking a statin cholesterol-lowering drug. That is, if you believe what the American Heart Association is saying. Sadly, high cholesterol causes heart attacks, strokes, and a premature death. While statin drugs are definitely effective, they come at a cost. There are many side effects. In this podcast, I'm going to share with you a provocative study showing that just 4 Brazil nuts a month may lower cholesterol as well as a statin. So let's jump right in. The 4 Brazil nuts cholesterol study. In this study, researchers from Brazil recruited 10 healthy volunteers to test the cholesterol-lowering effects of Brazil nuts. As Brazil nuts are very high in selenium, study participants had to avoid other high selenium foods. To understand the effects of 4 Brazil nuts, researchers did extensive blood work. They tested the blood of participants before they ate the 4 nuts, and then again 8 more times after they ate the nuts. And so basically, they tested the blood before they took 4 nuts, and then 8 times over the next month after they took the nuts. Remarkably, researchers found that just 4 Brazil nuts a month was enough to lower LDL, which is the bad cholesterol, by about 25% and raise the HDL, or good cholesterol, also by about, well, actually not about, by approximately 40%. Even better, just 4 Brazil nuts kept their cholesterol in check for an entire month. So there was a 1-month effect of just eating 4 Brazil nuts at the beginning of the month. Thus, if this study holds true, 4 Brazil nuts could be the equivalent of a month's worth of statin drugs, basically taking a statin drug every day for a month. When study results like this seem absolutely too good to be true, and I must admit, I don't know that I've ever seen such a positive, such a remarkable study as this in cholesterol-lowering effects. But when you do see something like this, you always have to look out for other studies to verify these results. So let's jump into that. Nuts and cholesterol-lowering studies. Before committing to 4 Brazil nuts every month for the rest of your life, a different study showed that Brazil nuts don't really do that much to improve your cholesterol numbers. Thus, in a situation like this, which study do you believe? As these were really about the only 2 studies I could find on Brazil nuts and cholesterol, we really need to expand the search. Fortunately, when you pool the results of 61 different cholesterol nut studies, all nuts have been shown to improve cholesterol numbers. Thus, Brazil nuts are probably helpful for people struggling with cholesterol challenges. They may not be the wonder drug that it was in the study, but they're probably helpful nonetheless. The 5 benefits of selenium. As the biggest difference between Brazil nuts and other nuts is the selenium content, what exactly does selenium do for you? When selenium is eaten in the right amounts, it may offer the following 5 benefits. Number 1, antioxidant, anti-inflammatory effects. Selenium is a powerful antioxidant. Every day, many free radicals are created by the various chemical reactions going on in your body. And if you eat a lot of junk food, you're going to have even more free radicals. Or if you live in a highly polluted city, you're going to have a ton of free radicals. However, even in the best of best situations, you're still going to have free radical generation. It's just part of living. Left unchecked, these free radicals can cause inflammation. Inflammation is really just rusting and premature aging of your body. Thus, it comes as no surprise that one study showed Brazil nuts significantly reduce inflammation. Number 2, optimizes thyroid function. Your thyroid needs the right amount of selenium to function properly. If you're low in selenium, thyroid problems can occur. Thus, studies show that optimal selenium levels may improve energy metabolism, and they may also help you to maintain a healthy weight. Number 3, prevents plaque buildup and heart deaths. Studies show that selenium is very effective in preventing plaque buildup in your arteries and heart. Thus, selenium may lengthen your lifespan by preventing heart disease. Number 4, prevents dementia. too low or too high of selenium levels are linked to dementia. Thus, to prevent dementia, researchers are now giving older people with low selenium levels selenium supplements. This is something that's just going on in clinical trials, but it's certainly something to keep an eye on. Number 5, prevents cancer. As selenium is a powerful antioxidant and anti-inflammatory, scientists have long been interested in the potential cancer prevention effects. Of the many studies done, the evidence for selenium as an anti-cancer agent seems to be strongest for preventing prostate cancer. How much selenium do you need? The recommended daily amount of selenium is 55 micrograms. As a single Brazil nut gives you about 50 micrograms, one Brazil nut is really all you need to hit 100% of your daily needs. However, you have to be careful not to overdo selenium. While selenium can be very beneficial in the right amount, higher levels can be toxic. As most Americans get enough selenium in their diets, I would never recommend more than one Brazil nut daily. Some examples of foods high in selenium include fish, mushrooms, asparagus, and tofu. Also, if you're getting selenium in a multivitamin, and a lot of multivitamins do contain selenium, then even one Brazil nut may be too much for you. If you want to make sure you're getting the right amount of selenium, look at the ingredients on any supplements you may be taking. Look at the ingredients on your multivitamins. And then also, there's an app. It's a free app. HealthWatch 360 is a great way to track your daily selenium intake from food. I've used this app, and I've found it very helpful in tracking selenium as well as about 38 other minerals and vitamins from my food. Where do you buy Brazil nuts? Brazil nuts can be hard to find. Most grocery stores don't carry this nut. If you can't find them locally, you can always buy them online through Amazon. That's what I have to do, and it's worked well for me. Should you take 4 Brazil nuts a month? Should you really be taking 4 Brazil nuts each month to keep your cholesterol low? While this is something that only your doctor can advise you on, I personally am doing this. The way I figure is that any potential downside to 4 Brazil nuts a month really seems quite minimal to me. While 4 Brazil nuts may not be the cholesterol wonder drug it was shown to be in this small study, it's probably still helping me to optimize selenium levels, reduce inflammation, and lower cholesterol. So my question, or actually 2 questions for you are, 1, have you tried Brazil nuts? Number 2, did it help your cholesterol? I'd love to hear from you. Go onto my website, drjohnday.com, or thelongevityplan.com, find blog number 192, scroll down to the bottom. There you can leave your questions, there you can leave your comments, and I'll do my best to answer any question that's left. If you like this podcast, please, please, please share it with a friend. Even better, please sign up for my free weekly newsletter and rate me on Stitcher, iTunes, or wherever you listen to your fine podcasts. Before we close, a little disclaimer. Don't stop any medications you may be taking based on what you've heard in this podcast. Always speak with your doctor about any medication or cholesterol questions you may have. Thank you so much for tuning in, and until next week, keep living better.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. John Day Show. Now is the time for you to live better. Go to drjohnday.com to sign up for Dr. Day's newsletter, daily success tools, and more. It's never too late to change.